إبراهيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to be here and to learn from the beautiful du'as of the Quran. Again, our series this year is going over, reflecting on the du'as of the Quran, mashallah. And there's so many du'as, and there's so many du'as that we can use, and certain du'as that are given by exclusively to prophets, and so many other things in the Quran. And I hope to, inshallah, at least in the first 10 days, to give you du'as that you can use regularly, inshallah ta'ala, and explain the story or the backdrop behind them, so you feel more a deeper du'a when you make the du'a, inshallah ta'ala. So yesterday we spoke about Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab, which is a very precious and important dua, especially in our modern time. Oh Allah, do not misguide us, or do not let us go astray, rather, after you have guided us. Meaning that we were on Islam, so Allah, keep us on Islam. It's a beautiful dua. And again, in our time, because of the fact of social media and different types of factors, that a person, and I tell you, subhanAllah, how much fitan, right? If you go online, you're going to be following this person on Twitter, not realize that they're a Qadiani for their whole life, right? They believe in a prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? For example, or this person who believes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how then now that he sees everything and he knows everything at the same time, or that you'll be following another person and this person's been Shia the whole time, right? I can show you a lot of different foodies, you know, different foodie apps, right? All these different people run by Shias and no one even knows. And so many different things that we don't realize who we're following, right? Subhanallah. And then Allahu Akbar. And I tell you why we need this dua so much is that we fall off the maqsad. Just very quickly, inshallah, I'll go into the next dua. Just we fall off the objective of things because we end up arguing a lot. Like there's a goal we're supposed to hit, but because we start arguing in the middle, we forget what the goal is. So for example, Ramadan. Ramadan is supposed to be for what? To attain, yeah, like worship, taqwa, right? To attain taqwa, understanding Allah is watching me at all times. Right, and having that fear, the taraweeh, you're standing for this long because you're supposed to be focusing. That I'm aware Allah is watching me, and I'm talking to Allah the whole time. I know it's a little tough, but that's the goal, right? That you're talking to Allah the whole time. You can actually be making dua, and you can connect really deep if you actually focus in it. Same thing with the fasting. The whole time is for what? MashaAllah, you're always in the worship of Allah Ta'ala the whole time. Allahu Akbar. Even your sleep is ibadah. I tell you this because I don't want you to feel bad about sleeping during fasting time. I sleep quite often, a lot during the fasting, mashallah. It's something you get reward for, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah Ta'ala, right? It's Allah Ta'ala's blessing on us, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But what do we spend Ramadan on? First couple of days about moon fighting, right? We want to figure out which day it is. Even after Ramadan is entered, we're still upset about which day we started, right? And we have to, you know, unload on Imam Sahib's phone, right? We get upset. Okay, why are the kids shouting and screaming? They're fighting, right? And someone sends a long message, subhanAllah, long message. And at the end, she's like, "This is my first time, and I'm at this masjid. I'm never gonna come back." And by the way, I'm not complaining. You know, subhanAllah, what did you send it for? So my pressure can go up then? Like, you know, Allahu Akbar, right? And, you know, subhanAllah, so many things. People have this capacity to argue and debate and argue and debate and not realize, subhanAllah, we're missing the goal. Okay? We're missing the goal. What is the point of this? That we're here to worship Allah Ta'ala. Okay? These bigger questions about how things are supposed to run and manage and our system, the calendar, the moon sighting, all these things are done by the ulama. These are their problem. This is their scholar's problem, right? Allah asks the scholars, he won't ask you about what these things are. Because why? Who's supposed to settle this for you? The ulama are supposed to take care of this. Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. If you don't know, ask the people of knowledge. That's simply what it is. You know, subhanAllah, someone was asking about the Fajr time. Why is it that we're praying at, you know, this earlier Fajr? Oh, subhanAllah, the masajid doing 15 degree Fajr, right? I said, just go back to your own country. Don't ask about America. America doesn't have Islam. Go back to your own country. Every country in the world does 18 degree Fajr, okay? The degree means, like, where is the sun compared to where the earth is? Okay, so if the sun is a little lower, that's 18. If the sun's a little higher, that's 15. So the sun time, if the sun's a little lower, it means Fajr time's a little earlier. Okay, now what does the whole world do? What has the world continued to do? What has Muslim astronomers continued to do? They've been using 18 degree the whole time. Okay, what have I observed when we've been here? Because we've been here for some time. You actually have to go see the Fajr come in. Does everyone know that? You're not supposed to follow a calendar, right? You're supposed to actually go see the Fajr come in. So we did that. We went to Rockport, right? Lal Labi, right? MashaAllah, it's a beautiful place. I recommend everyone to go there. They have a beautiful harbor. There's like zero light pollution there. You go there, mashallah. We go there before Fajr time. You can go out and look into the horizon, Allahu Akbar, and you can see Fajr come in. Okay? I can confirm with my own eyes, I've seen it come in earlier than the 15 degree time, 100%. What that means is, for you all to understand, is that our Muslim countries have been doing 18 degree, the whole world is doing 18 degree. Just American Islam, mashallah, is very unique on many different things. So everything in this country is unique, right? We have to be special. So they did a 15 degree time. God knows where they got it from. It was a mistake, definitely. I can show you they made correction on it and they apologized for making that mistake. But your Muslim apps all give you 15 degree. So then people get upset. Why is Maulana giving us 18 degree time? He's doing dhulm on us. Allah forgive, subhanAllah. I will tell you, if you fast on 15 degree, I don't think your fast is valid. I will tell you, I don't think it's valid. Because I've seen the time of Fajr come in. Can you fast after Fajr time? Fajr ke baad roza rakh sakta? It's not jais to do after. I will tell you, if you did on 15, I don't think your fasting is jais. So I'm telling you out of caution that we tell you about 18 degree, okay? We mention all these things because why? Because subhanAllah, everyone wants to fight. Just come and ask me the question. Don't passive aggressive. Don't ghiba me. I'm gonna get your ajr anyways. You know? Just come and talk to me. We can explain why we're doing things. And if you're not happy with it, mashallah, there are many other people you can go to in the world. I'm not the Nabi, right? SubhanAllah, right? You know, mashallah, Burlington, mashallah, it's none of you guys. You are my beloveds here, alhamdulillah. You have been here for so long, you know who I am. And you know, mashallah, I've been here. We've been speaking for so long, you know these things. These are people that come randomly once upon a time and they come in the masjid to cause an issue with me. May Allah forgive them, ya Rabb. Allahu Akbar, right? The thing is that, subhanAllah, everything we do has a reason. You should ask, inshallah ta'ala. I have nothing against you asking, inshallah. What dua do you make to save your heart from these fitna? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Make this dua regularly. The dua today that we're going to cover is a beautiful dua. It's a dua that we make almost every time. You've heard it all the time. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. A story does not begin at this time. Whose dua is this? Does anyone know? Whose dua is this? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا Adam alayhi salam. Is the story does not begin at Adam alayhi salam though. It begins at this individual, this rajim, khabith individual named Shaytan Iblis. Okay? Iblis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he created Adam alayhi salam, he tells all the malaika to make sajda, and Iblis is with them. And Iblis was a very notable individual at his time. He was known as, one narration mentions, that he was known as Tawusul Malaika. He was like the peacock, the head of the angels. He was Muallimul Malaika, in another narration. He was a teacher of the angels. He was something very, very big. One narration mentions that there was no place on this earth except Iblis has made sajda on it. Okay? Like, subhanAllah, his ibadah is probably greater than all the ibadah we've done in our own life. This person, Iblis. Okay? Now, at his time, it was given the command for him that bow yourself down, prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, because he's going to become the head of creation. He's going to become the leader of creation. Insan, mankind is the leader of all creation. What did Iblis, when he heard the command from Allah Ta'ala, he's amongst the billions and trillions and quadrillions of angels that is there. This is bigger than all the stadiums of the world. When Allah Ta'ala puts Adam alayhi salam in the center, he makes all the angels make sajda. They're all making sajda. There's just one alif that's still there. Right, that just not going down. Who is that? Iblis, Shaitan. Shaitan is not budging, he's not moving. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, Ma manaka alla tasjud iz amartuk? Why isn't that you made sajda when I commanded you to? Qala ana khayrun min. He said, I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtu min teen. I tell you, subhanAllah, be very careful of arrogance. Arrogance is a killer. It makes you think that you're better than other people when in reality you are less than everybody. You are the worst of everybody. When you think you are better and superior to other people, you've automatically gotten demoted and dropped in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no khayr in arrogance. There's no khayr in kibr. To be arrogant about anything is dangerous. People become arrogant because of their social status. People become arrogant because of what country they come from. And people become arrogant when they do ibadah. Okay, Shaitan is very similar to us in the sense that he was doing ibadah, he became superior. Now a person might think, I'm deendar, I'm religious. Therefore, I'm better than other people. I grew this out. I start wearing sunnah. I wear a turban. All these different things. None of these things matter. Brother and elder in Islam, the heart is the most important thing. Iblis was outside. He looked the most religious, but inside he was the most corrupt. Arrogance will not catch you in the hereafter. When you go in the hereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you will not enter Jannah because of arrogance. A single iota, a single atom's worth of arrogance in your heart will not let you enter Jannah. Arrogance will catch you here. You will end up very miserable. Your children will hate you. Your wife will hate you. You'll end up very lonely. That's the alif, right? Alif is very much alone. In the hereafter, you'll be alone. You won't be in Jannah. In this world, subhanAllah, everyone will leave you. You will not be with anyone. Okay? No one likes an arrogant person. UFC, no one likes an arrogant person. Basketball, no one likes an arrogant person, right? The guy who, mashallah, who actually has the humility behind him, the LeBron James, you know? The guys who have humility behind them, mashallah, people have a lot more halal for. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is how Allah has made life, right? So having said that, Iblis had an opportunity right now. Allah asked him and said, why did you do it? He said, Allah, it's because I'm better than him. I have a good reason, Allah. You know, Allah, why do you, Allah asked, why did you talk to the girl? I had a good reason, Allah. She was really attractive. You know, oh, why did you take the riba? Oh, Allah, I thought one house is okay. Like so many different things. We bring a reason for these things. And we start to justify our guna, we justify our haram before Allah Ta'ala. That's a very bad trajectory. Whose trajectory is that? Whose path is that? Shaitan, shaitan, he's been asked by Allah Ta'ala, why did you do it? And he says, Allah, because I deserve. This is something I have a right to. I'm exclusive. I'm the special snowflake. In America, everyone wants to be just a special snowflake. The whole world do 18 degree, I do 15 degree. I want to be special. My ibadah needs to be different from other people. Allah forgive. This is very much Iblisism, right? Shaitanism, Satanism, right? This idea here. So Allah Ta'ala says, Fahbit minha. If you want to be this tough, get down. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Get out of here. You're from the lowly people. And so then, Iblis at this time, again, there's an opportunity Allah is giving him. Just humble yourself. Lower yourself. Maybe we can fix the problem here. What happens? قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, Allah, if I'm going to hell, I'm taking everyone with me. Allah, give me life to the day of judgment. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you time. He said, because you, he said, Bima Awaitani, Fabima Awaitani, Allah, because you misguided me. So Allah, because you misguided me. La aq'udannahum siratakal mustaqim. When they try to walk to you, Allah, I will misguide them. I will work to go against them. Okay? This is why people, subhanAllah, they say, Shaykh, I never had problems until I started worshipping and practicing Islam. I said, yeah, that's kind of expected. Okay? That's expected. If you weren't worshipping, you weren't practicing, shaitan had nothing to do with you. He's like, you were probably worse than him. He was like, okay, I didn't need to do anything to you. But when you practice deen, you practice kalima, you start becoming religious, you start living a good life, shaitan's actually worried about you now. So he sends someone against you, and then you topple him, you slap the shaitan in his face, you say, A'udhu bi shaitan rajim, you start doing more and more. Eventually, even shaitan will leave you alone. This is a level, inshallah. One day we'll talk about it. That even one place you'll come, inshallah, in life where shaitan doesn't even know what to do with you anymore. Because you become so good, alhamdulillah. May Allah make us like that, inshallah. But you gotta go through the struggle. He's sitting on the path, you gotta go past him. So having said that, Allah Ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, oh Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. You live, not by yourself, because Jannah, even Jannah without your wife will be a little miserable. Trust me, okay? Trust me. Okay, even Jannah, mashallah, with all that it has, without your spouse, is not gonna be a happy time. You and your wife go and live in Jannah and eat wherever you want and enjoy. Don't, but just one rule, don't go near this one tree. That's all I'd tell you. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So then what does Adam alayhi salam do and Hawa alayhi salam do? They see the tree there. If you know this is wrong for you, what do you do? Do you go near it? Oh man, as far as Jannah is, you're going to the other side. Okay, so they move as much as they can away from this tree. They say no. But Allah Ta'ala, what happens is, Shaitan, the way he has access to your heart is a very ajeeb type of access. You could be here and he could be over there. He has the ability to speak to your heart directly. So what happens is what? Shaitan starts to whisper to Adam alayhi salam. In whatever way Allah Ta'ala knows, he whispers to his heart. He whispers to Hawa. He says that, oh Adam, my beloved Adam, my beloved Hawa, why do you think Allah is not letting you eat from the tree? Why do you think he's not letting you eat from the tree? Right? He says, Ma nahakuma rabbuka an hadhihi shajara illa an takuna malakain. Is that if you ate from the tree, you might have become angels. Aw takuna min al-khalidin, or you'll start to live forever. And Allah Ta'ala wants that you go through death and go through this worldly life and all these different things. And that's a little more tough. But if you ate directly from the tree, you could skip all that stuff. But you didn't know. Now I told you the reason why that you can eat from the tree. Because you're big enough, you're smart enough now. Now that you know, you can eat from the tree. Waqasim, and then Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam are smart. So they say to him, Are you lying to us? Are you deceiving us? Waqasamahuma, he said, Wallahi, Allah ka qasam. May Allah ka qasam letahu. I take a qasam from Allah. Inni laka nasihin. I'm giving you good advice here. My advice is very good. She's a 10 out of 10. If you marry her, you're gonna have beautiful babies. Go for her, aim for her, do all these things. Trust me on this. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. You thought he talked one time. Shaitan does not talk once. Shaitan is incessant. This man's the level that Shaitan wants you to go to hellfire, he does not take rest. His whole day is thinking, how do I get you to Jahannam? And so he will not leave you alone. فَدَلَّاهُمَا. Slowly but surely, the word is from Bab Taf'in. Slowly but surely, he reels them in. It's like you throw a rope out, right? And then you start to put out the fishing line. And so the fish comes near the thing, right? And then you see it, the fish, does it want to bite or not? Does it want to bite or not, right? And then slowly the fish finally opens the mouth. And then what do at the end? You wheel it back in, right? Another example is like what? A rabbit. You throw the rope out, and then you the carrot is at the end, and the rabbit comes near and near. What do you start doing? Slowly pull it in, slowly pull it in, until what happens ultimately? It gets underneath the box, and then it goes in. You drop the stick, and it goes inside the box completely. What Shaitan does is he talks to you again and again and again, and he tries again and again. So what does he tell him? He says, "Oh Adam, don't worry about the haram tree. Just look at this one tree. Look at this one tree. Look at this one tree. Look at this one tree." Right? And he starts to bring them closer and closer, tree by tree, tree by tree, tree by tree, until he gets them nearby halal. Until what happens? You don't have to talk to her. Just, just while you're walking by, just give her salam. There's nothing wrong with it. What could that hurt, right? Right? Just join a game with her. Like, go on Fortnite and play a game with her. What's the big deal? It's not gonna hurt. Just join the Discord. Just observe. Just watch. You don't have to do anything. Just be around the vicinity, right? That's all he does. All he needs to do is lure you in with just the first step, and eventually you yourself will put yourself right into danger. So what happens is finally, Shaitan at the end, he leaves the person alone, and Adam, Hawa, they forget. It's been, Allah knows how long this has been going on for. At the end, they forget and they come up to that spot. And now Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, they take a fruit from the tree and they eat from it and they consume from it. Adam alayhi salam eats, Hawa alayhi salam eats. And immediately when they do that, the beautiful clothing of Jannah starts to disappear from them. And they realize at that moment they made a big mistake, When they saw themselves losing clothes, they saw themselves making a very difficult danger. Something terrible has happened to us. And so immediately they start to grab the leaves. وَطَفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ Right? مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ They start taking from the leaves of Jannah. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا أَنْ تِلْقُمَا الشَّجَرَةَ Then Allah Ta'ala says, "Didn't I warn you all? Didn't I tell you not to eat from this tree?" Right? Who told you this was a good idea? Who made you do these things? Now I want everyone to remember this, inshallah. Iblis in the beginning, he also was told by Allah, "Why didn't you do it?" Or "Why did you do it?" And Iblis, he answered in the most corrupted and evil way. Now Adam alayhi salam gets the same opportunity. And Allah to ask Adam alayhi salam, "Why did you do it? What was the reason?" Okay? Now Iblis, you heard how he answered in the way of arrogance. But who's Adam alayhi salam? He's Abul Anbiya. He's the father of all the Anbiya. The humility is he is the source of humility. So what does he hear when he hears this? Him and Hawa alayhi wasalam both raise their hands and say, "Allah, we're not about this. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allah, we wronged ourselves. Allah, there's no excuse. There's nothing I'm going to say. There's no defense here. There's nothing I'm going to tell you that I did it for such and such, such and such. There's no good reason. What is a good reason, brothers of Islam, to commit a crime against Allah? The same Allah who gives you oxygen, the same Allah who gives you food and drink, who gave you afia, who brought you here. This Allah who gave you everything, everything that comes from Allah. What is the justification? What sabab, what zarura did you have to commit a crime against Allah? There's nothing you could say. What can you say? Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allah, I did wrong against myself. And look at the dua. I tell you, this is the height, people, when they make dua in a very arrogant way. They're very much sitting up and very much like powerful. They're speaking to Allah Ta'ala. This inkisari kisat, you break yourself down. Wa illam taghfir lana watarhamna. Allah, if you don't have, if forgive us and you don't have mercy on us, lanakunanna min al khasirin. We're going to be losers. We're going to be destroyed. Allah, there's nothing else. They're not even, there's no dua here. Did they ask Allah anything? They're just saying, "Allah, I did everything wrong. Everything I did was wrong. Zalamna anfusana. If you don't do this, if you don't forgive, if you don't let this happen, then we're going to be losers." They didn't make dua saying, "Allah, you did this for us." They say, "Allah, we know who you are, and we are begging you, Ya Allah. We come to your door begging. This is the beauty about when you go to Allah and you beg in front of Allah. When you and I see a beggar, you might 1 taka, right? 1 peso, right? MashaAllah, right? You give a little bit here and there. When you beg in front of Allah Ta'ala's door, what does Allah give you? Everything. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Allah, I wrong myself and I committed a crime. And if you don't forgive me, Allah, and you don't have mercy on me, Allah, I'm going to be from the losers, Ya Allah. I have no other way except for your way. I have no other door except for your door. I have no other passage except for your passage. Ya Allah, I miss so much salah. Ya Allah, I miss so many fasts. I miss so much ibadah. I did so much haram in my life. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive, where am I supposed to go? I'm going straight to Jahannam, Ya Allah. That's all you need to say. And what happens? Allah Ta'ala, actually, do you know, these words are not from Adam alayhis-salam. Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhis-salam these words. Because when Allah Ta'ala saw Adam alayhis-salam's heart, and he saw it to be a humble heart, Allah said, forget it, I'll give him a favor. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ رَبِّي كَلِمَاتٍ Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhis-salam these words. So when people are standing, sitting there in dua, and you're wondering what to say, just break down. Don't even try. I tell you, subhanAllah, people say, what do I say in dua? I said, there's nothing to say, there's only to cry. Learn to cry. Learn to beg. Learn to ask Allah for forgiveness. When you learn to cry, inshallah, for your children, for your health, for your wealth, and cry, then what you're going to see is that immediately the dua will come out. The dua will come out and said beautiful words. Things you could even imagine you could say, Allah will make you say them, inshallah ta'ala. Having said this, Allah ta'ala says they are forgiven, right? And they're sent down into the world. People need to understand we did not come to this world as a punishment. This is a Christian understanding. Christians believe what? That we came to this world as punishment. And number two is that women were punished with birth, right? Because why? Because Hawa was the one who fed Adam alayhi salam. Okay? Because subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. No. As Muslims, we understood that this is what Allah Ta'ala wanted from the beginning. That you and I will come into this dunya and live in this world. This is our job. This is what we're supposed to be here for a short amount of time, right? The only thing is that before we left, Allah taught us one thing. If you ever need to connect with me again, if you want to connect with me, connect through Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala said, this is one darwaza, one door that never closes. That if you ever want to connect with me, just say, Rabbana dhulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept our du'as, to make us from the pious, to forgive us for our sins, and to live a life of taqwa, inshallah, and to enter Jannah, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.